Many, many, many marvellous tributes today to the taxi driver who rose to the helm of several public and government businesses, chairing, amongst others, Telkom and Eskom. And Jabu Mabuza was a giant of a man, and it's not a term I use with any sense of disrespect, because he wasn't particularly tall, but he made up for it in a multitude of ways. He was being roundly praised today for his ethics, his dogged belief in the power of business to do good, and his deep desire for integrity to be brought back into business and into the public sector. His friend Sipho Pityana describes him as the man in the fedora who was smart, quick-footed, and fun to have around. That's a lovely tribute. Fun. Being fun is important. Yes, serious and got to do the job, but my goodness me, don't be boring about it. He was always available to us. He was always available to you. He was always available to take questions, no matter how hard, and to bring perspective to big issues of the day. He also granted us a very personal interview, for which I am now even more grateful than the day we did it. I think it was in 2016. We invited him on to what is now our Other People's Money feature, so it gets a bit personal. We got to learn a little bit more about the man behind all the multitude of job titles and, of course, the man under the hat.
Bruce, it always makes a difference. It always helps. Thankfully, as I said, one can buy his own lunch. But really, money, unfortunately, has never been a driver to me. As I said, I'm really not poo-pooing the reality that I could provide for myself, my family, but it's never been that just gets me going. Been driven more by success. I've been driven more by having to do more. Bruce, I've always did more than one job in my working life. I've driven my taxi, left it at the Benoni station after three trips every morning between Daveyton and Benoni, and then get onto a train, go to the Bantu Affairs Commissioner in Boksburg and go and do my day's work, knock off at 4, be on the taxi at 10, knock off, be up at 4 the following morning. So I've always had to work to earn. Mm-hmm. And I had focused on getting to know the things that I'm doing and be good at them than what I was being paid, really.
You did say that you like to be able to buy things for yourself. Yeah. What sort of things do you like? I mean, you're a fan of cars. I know.
I love cars. I love watches. Now and then, I think I love fashion. I like lifestyle properties. I like to travel, too.
Okay, so I mean, have you ever wasted money, and have you ever made a bad lifestyle purchase?
Yeah, Bruce, yeah.
Everybody has.
I have, but fortunately, nothing has been fatal. It's all been a good experience that I learned from. But even the businesses that I got involved in, I made wrong calls before, but they were good learning curves for me.
Well, which ones sort of stick in your mind and you go, geez, I wish I'd never done that one? I mean, good experience, good to learn, but I should have seen it coming, or I shouldn't have bought that extra hat or that extra car or whatever it might be.
You know, early in my entrepreneurial life, a partner, a colleague and a brother of mine, Ishil Mabukhwan, and I went into travel business. And then the business ran out of cash. Ashley mortgaged his house. I had left my paying job at AC Nielsen, and I was I had the taxi bringing income at home. And one day my wife was waiting for the taxi to bring in takings. In the meantime, I sold the taxi to prop up the overdraft for the company. I learned from it. Thankfully, nothing more than just a couple of discomfort for a few months.
But I mean, my point there is that the road to financial security is very, very seldom direct, and it's very, very seldom comfortable and easy.
Yeah, not at all, Bruce. But it's learn as you go, and then I guess if there was a particular textbook of how to do it and make loads of money without burning your fingers, I think nobody would need to do anything else.
Have you made sensible investment decisions?
Bruce, I've always acknowledged the things I don't know. So I've always had good financial and investment advisors around me that all what I had to do is to go and work the money. What remains, pass it on to them to manage that.
And have you done okay? I mean, you're working like somebody who is either obsessed by not having enough money or is obsessed with making a difference. I think it's the latter. That's my assessment. You work so hard. I'm hoping that you've got time to enjoy it.
Bruce, God willing, I'm sure to enjoy it. But yes, I would like to think of the latter of myself too.
What is your single biggest extravagance?
Cars, Bruce.
How many have you got?
Enough, Bruce. enough. There's still parking space in my various properties.
And you say you like lifestyle property. I mean, people, their financial advisors would shout at you for having lifestyle properties. They're expensive to manage. They're expensive to run. How many of those have you got?
I've got in South Africa, I've got a couple. A couple in South Africa and a bit outside of the country. But they can never be a financial and a commercial. There's no commercial sense in that. I think is the other value and the other return you get, really not in financial terms.
But you enjoy living a good life. You enjoy living a comfortable life. And you've worked hard for it and are continuing to work hard for it. And it puts your family in a position of financial security.
I certainly do, Bruce. Thankfully, I'm never unaware of where I come from, though. And the day I have too much to even forget where I come from, it would be unfortunate.
Does anything worry you about money? Do you lie awake worrying about money at night?
Thankfully, no, Bruce. I just know I shouldn't love money. I try and stay out of debt. I always worry about what is it that my children will do if they were to be not as lucky as I've been. So I try and talk to them about how they can be self-sufficient. But I always, that's the one thing that worries me, is what if they are not as lucky as I have been? Because there can only be luck, a bit of hard work, but luck played a very big part in where I'm at.
The inimitable Jabu Mabuza, the late Jabu Mabuza, he died yesterday as a result of complications from COVID-19. And I love the fact that he's always had multiple jobs on the go. He was always the side hustle king from his early days as a taxi driver, always doing multiple jobs. That side hustle ethos is something we need so much more of in South Africa, so much so that we'll chat to Nick Haralambos about side hustles in a moment.